I don't think that was thoroughly communicated to ACHD, and it became an issue earlier this year in March when a water line broke on Bannock, and ACHD staff and city staff were talking, and then they realized these sensors were in the pavement, and there was a concern about what that would do. So then ACHD contacted the city and said, you need to get permission, some form of a license agreement to embed these in the pavement. And there was a little bit of back and forth between the staff. But by then, the city had already purchased 200 of these smart meters with the accompanying vehicle detection sensors. And they had already contracted with a firm to start installation. So they went ahead and just started installing them in June. And an ACHD inspector the next day went and stopped them because they did not have a permit.
Was this an honest mistake by the city, or was the city trying to pull a fast one here and maybe get these in the ground before the county caught on?
Well, each agency is interpreting state law differently. Ada County Highway District is, they're a countywide highway district, so they are responsible for all roads and bridges in the county except for ones under Idaho Transportation Department's control, such as the freeway and state highways. State law gives the cities control over parking meters and parking revenue. So the city interpreted this as the parking meter and the sensor were just all part of a parking meter function, so they thought they honestly did not need this license agreement. ACHD interprets the law differently because these sensors are actually embedded in the roadway. And so anytime somebody wants to cut into the roadway or do anything, they need to get permission from ACHD.
So as of today, where does this situation currently stand?
Well, the ACHD was amenable. They said, you know, let's go ahead and put together the license agreement. And the city, even though they felt they weren't required to have a license agreement, said, we'll go ahead and do it, just, you know, both agencies working together. And initially, when that went before the ACHD Commission in July, it was approved on a 3-2 vote. And then a few days later, ACHD Commissioner Rebecca Arnold put in a request to reconsider the motion because she learned that there is technology available to mount these sensors on the parking meter pole, which would take ACHD out of the picture altogether because they wouldn't be embedded in the roadway. They wouldn't need an agreement. They would just mount these vehicle detection sensors on the pole. So she asked that it be reconsidered, and they did that in August, and she ended up changing her vote from supporting the license agreement to voting against it. And so the license agreement was denied. And then earlier this month, ACHD sent a letter to the city notifying them they had 30 days to remove all of the sensors. And ACHD said if the city would remove the sensors, ACHD at their own cost would fill in the holes. So right now, the city said it's considering its options. It may consider legal action. It hasn't yet decided what it wants to do.
Do you get a sense one way or another on what the city might do, that maybe that if a lawsuit may actually be the next step in this process?
Well, I think this is one of those situations where state law has not kept up with technology. When lawmakers, originally crafted legislation, when they passed these laws, we didn't have wireless technology. We didn't have some of these newer items that it's fuzzy if the law applies to it or not. So I think, if anything, the city may be looking for clarification on the law. What do they have responsibility for? What is ACHD's jurisdiction? What is the city's control? The sense I get is it's more wanting clarification of the law, maybe not necessarily wanting to get in another knockdown, drag-out fight.
Cynthia Sewell is a reporter with the Idaho Statesman. Cynthia, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.